KSA Radio News.
Several people were injured when an LA County Sheriff's helicopter crashed Saturday afternoon. The helicopter was on its way to recover the victim of a vehicle accident when the chopper went down near the San Gabriel Dam. There were no fatalities. LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva.
There was the pilot, the co-pilot. There was two paramedics, a crew chief, and we also had a ride-along, a doctor from UCLA, who was on board as well.
The Russian Defense Ministry says their forces fired hypersonic missiles for the first time in its invasion of Ukraine. Those missiles were used in a strike on a Ukrainian armed forces ammunition depot in the southwest of the country. Authorities in southeast Arkansas say one person is dead, at least 20 injured, after a shooting outside of a car show in the town of Dumas last night. Dumas police say children are among those injured in the shooting at the community event. Event organizer Wallace McGee.
Running. Ducking. Getting down, trying to get kids out the way.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
The town of Carbon, Texas has been nearly wiped out by the Eastland Complex wildfires. Those fires have now burned over 54,000 acres about 100 miles west of Fort Worth and are about 30% contained.
It's everything. You know, when people say they lose their house, it's not just their house. It's your clothes on your, I mean, it's just everything. Everything you have.
Two men are dead after their helicopter crashed in southern Florida near Lake Okeechobee. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office says 71-year-old Richard Prizer and 65-year-old Thomas Stout, both from Delray Beach, died Friday. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the cause of the crash. Concerns in the United States are growing over the well-being of Brittany Griner as Russia extends the pretrial detention of the WNBA star. Russian media reports that Griner's pretrial detention was extended until May 19th. The two-time Olympic gold medalist faces drug charges for allegedly smuggling hashish oil last month into Russia. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynabite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynabite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynabite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
A former Apple employee has been charged with defrauding the tech giant out of more than $10 million by taking kickbacks, stealing equipment, and laundering money. The U.S. Attorney's Office in San Jose, California, says 52-year-old Devendra Prasad, who worked for 10 years as a buyer in Apple's Global Service Supply Chain Department, exploited his position to defraud the company in several schemes, including stealing parts and causing the company to pay for items and services it never received. Prasad is scheduled to appear in court Thursday to answer the charges of engaging in a conspiracy to commit fraud, money laundering, and tax evasion. Health experts think we may be in store for another coronavirus surge.
A new surge in coronavirus infections in Western Europe has experts and health authorities on alert for another wave of the pandemic in the United States, even as the country has done away with most restrictions after a sharp decline in cases. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
We have to be careful that if we do see a surge as a result of that, that we're flexible enough to reinstitute the kinds of interventions that could be necessary.
In Oregon, man is a Megabucks lottery winner after forgetting about his winning ticket. Wilbur Brown purchased his ticket on Christmas Eve that gave him a chance to win until mid-February. Over 2 months later, he finally realized he had won an $8.9 million jackpot and will now receive a $200,000 check each year until he's cashed out his prize. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.